You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Statue of Liberty. Friends often give each other presents. Sometimes they give things like a handmade bracelet or a last cookie. Countries can be friends too. They are called allies. And sometimes they exchange presents. In 1884, France gave a present to the United States. It was the Statue of Liberty. Frederick Auguste Bartholdi was the artist who created the sculpture. He made it out of sections of hammered copper and iron. It was presented to U.S. leaders while they were in Paris. The statue is a woman wearing a crown, holding a book, and lifting a torch. It stands over 150 feet tall. That's a big gift. To bring the statue to America, it had to be carefully taken apart and shipped. That took almost a year. Then, like a puzzle, it was put back together. Liberty Island in New York is the statue's permanent location. A strong cement base was made for it, and it was reinforced with steel. The person who designed the inner support was an engineer named Alexander Gustav Eiffel. Yes, he also designed the Eiffel Tower. He must have been good at very tall structures. Why did they place the gift on Liberty Island? A lot of people who come to the United States arrive on ships into New York. The Statue of Liberty is meant to welcome them. There's a poem engraved at the base of the statue. It ends with the welcoming words, "I lift my lamp beside the Golden Door." The Golden Door is Ellis Island, where many immigrants enter the United States for the first time. The Statue of Liberty was declared a national monument in 1924. Later, in 1984, it became a World Heritage Site. At the base of the statue is a museum that teaches about the sculpture's rich history and the meaning behind every detail on it. If your legs are strong and able, you can climb up inside the sculpture. There are 354 steps from her feet to her head. One spiral staircase is for going up, and another is for going down. There's a tiny room in her head where people can look out from her crown. And visitors can buy miniature Statue of Liberties for souvenirs, or as a gift for a friend.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!